Little baseball story now, a little psychology story as well. Frank Shore, Matt Sullivan, you with me?
I am.
Yeah. It's beginning to look a little bit like the old Boston Red Sox. I don't mean to gloat or anything here in New York City. Matt, Frank, you know what I'm talking about?
Well, you know, absolutely, John. I can only imagine what the back page of the New York Post looks like this morning.
I'd love to run out and get it and read it to you. Frank Shore is director of the Sports Institute at Boston University, former executive producer at Channel 7, on the line from Boston. Also with Matt Sullivan, who's a super fan who blogs about the Red Sox at the overthemonster.com. Tagline is the unofficial Red Sox blog. Matt and Frank, let's just note that the Red Sox, after having seemingly poised to clinch at least the wild card in the playoffs, are now tied with the Tampa Bay Rays to get the wild card in the American League. They've lost 17 of their last 22 games. Frank Shore, are people in Boston calling this a collapse?
Well, they are already digging up the collapse of 1978, and I think Matt will agree that if the Red Sox manage to blow this, this will even surpass that one.
Matt, could you?
Yeah, I definitely would agree with that. They've played some really terrible baseball for the last month. This was a team that at one point looked like it might be the best team in baseball, and they certainly don't look that way now. They look very incapable, really, of beating even the Baltimore Orioles.
Yeah, who they lost to last night. And the Rays, who are playing the Yankees, who have no reason even to play because they've already clinched everything and are in the playoffs no matter what. I mean, it really must feel like you're hung out to dry here, Frank.
Well, you know, Francona talked about it. Terry Francona talked about it after the game last night. And he said, hey, look, the Yankees have earned this right to rest their starting players. And it's an issue that comes up almost every year in the NFL when teams clinch berths early. And I think he's absolutely right. The Yankees don't owe anything to the Red Sox.
Right.
In fact, I'm sure they would rather that the Red Sox not make the playoffs.
That's Frank Shore talking about the manager of the Boston Red Sox, concerned about whether they can make the playoffs. So, Matt Sullivan, if there's, you know, something like one of these, you know, one-game playoffs, and do you have a prediction of what's going to happen here? Can the Red Sox even pull this out?
I certainly hope so. Everything seems to go wrong. Last night was a good example of that. They don't hit when they get a decent pitching performance, and that's extremely rare these days. I think if there's a one game playoff, John Lester will probably start it. That gives us the best possible chance in the game.
Ace pitcher for the Red Sox, John Lester. But if there is this one game, I mean, we have a chance to see another kind of Buckner-like 1986 moment where one player blows the entire thing. Frank?
Well, you know, the problem here is that Lester's got to pitch tomorrow night. And the one-game playoff, if he's going to pitch the one-game playoff, it's going to come with practically no rest whatsoever. I mean, Lester and Beckett, their two best pitchers, you know, have an ERA of something like over 8 in the last last 6-7 games that they've pitched. And, you know, things are not hopeful. And I think they look tired. They look beaten already.
And they got two more games to try to make it past the Tampa Bay Rays. Frank Shore, director of the Sports Institute of Boston University, super fan Matt Sullivan talking about the Red Sox collapse. Thanks, guys.